You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One of these days, their bombs will drop and silence everything. But it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. Said it's all right. Easy for you to say.
Song of the Day, These Days by the Foo Fighters, 2011, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating, the starter, Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day. Once again, Song of the Day, These Days by Foo Fighters from 2011, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Well, there's a lot of ways to go with this.
The Foo Fighters, extremely popular. I couldn't name a song.
Oh, you can't. You just could now.
I couldn't name a song.
What about One of These Days?
No.
That's a new one.
Couldn't name one of the songs. That was never my deal, but I really liked it. I did. I thought the beginning was a little better. It kind of faded a little bit, but I thought it was, Jake, it was fine.
Name some songs.
Learn to Fly, excuse me, Everlong, Pretender.
I've heard Stacked, some.
Stack Something Actors.
That's not a popular song, is it?
It's good, though. It's like
Monkey Wrench is pretty, pretty good. Popular.
Yeah.
But the Foo Fighters were a deal, right?
They're a stadium band.
They might fill it over here.
Really?
I would be at that concert in a heartbeat. Yeah.
I think they might fill it.
So I have great respect for that.
Will they fill it?
Yes, they did. They filled up Mile High Stadium in Denver a couple years ago.
But what a name. Who are you guys? We're the Foo Fighters.
Good name.
Right away, I'm like going, that would be really cool.
Okay, here's one question I would ask you guys. Your preference, the song One of These Days or One of These Nights? By the Eagles.
One of These Nights. That's just dumb. But I like it. I like to take that one. I'm not anti Foo Fighters at all. Just didn't know a lot of the names. If I heard the songs, I would know the songs.
I like the curveball this song throws.
It was a curveball.
There's a curveball that it throws very effectively, and I like the saying. I've always liked the saying, easy for you to say. And he says
your heart's never been broken.
Yeah, and he says it with he just hammers it. Easy for you to say, because he's saying it's, you know, he's singing that part where it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Easy for you to say.
That's the chorus.
Yeah. That's a good.
Okay. Bill's
great
score.
Song.
7-8.
Good.
Solid
score.
Number.
Yeah, it's right at the 9. 9.0.
Nice.
Yeah.
9. Connor?
Connor's going to like it. 8.8.
6.8. Yeah. Not my thing, but I can get behind it. Yeah. Interesting comment.
Connor writes a lot of stuff now. He's really going, maintain it down a little bit, Connor. Can keep to a couple words.
I don't know what you're doing over there sometimes.
Yeah, we don't.
We got some response here from the text line.
It's dear.
Sandmaster's in Detroit right now, not KC. Detroit, 7.4. Oh, wow.
Wait, really?
That's your partner, Scott, from the Pender tournament here in a couple
weeks.
What's
he doing in Detroit?
I don't know. Doing work trip, apparently.
Hmm.
Robert in Oklahoma, 8.62. Rick in Wahoo, 7. Houston, 9.3. John in Lincoln, 4. Les says, turning it off, 4. Come on, Les.
Les. No, it's
Mike,
okay.
Mike and Dalton, too. Jake says, a song from this century? 8.5.
Oh, I'll take a shot at commentary. The 70s. Oh, commentary. Very interesting.
Yeah. Big B says 10. Dirty J and Friends, 7.8.
Wait a second. Who gave that a 10?
Big B.
Big B. Eh.
He's, Dirty he's J. He's seen a couple of Foo Fighters concerts. Spectacular shows, says Big B. Lyle in Omaha, 8. Wink in Elkhorn, 6.5. Bill and Bennett, 6. Ron, 8.4. Kyle and Hooper, 9.6. Gavin and Pender, 8.5.
Talked to him yesterday. We're carnival.
I got to meet him, Gavin.
You will.
Yeah, I know.
You're at the tournament.
At the carnival.
You have met him before. He was here for Thanksgiving Eve.
I don't know that you know that for sure.
Yeah, you've talked to him.
I talked.
I have a picture
we were all in the same
him.
Circle together over here.
I have
here.
A picture with you with him.
Okay.
They were down. They were helped. They put their stuff on the Tree of Trust.
And he was right by. We talked when he was right by the Tree of Trust that morning.
Simple. Why is it called the Tree of Trust?
Tree of Trust.
Shemaya with the putter, 5. Yeah, Doug in Idaho, 9.01. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 4.6.
Ooh.
Didn't love that one. Hank, 9.5 from YouTube. Real quick before we move on. Let's see. Hank. Charlie, 7.5. Your Captain Cody, 7. CO Porter, 4.3. Casey, 7.1. Nelson Montana, 4.1. Troy G, 5.9. Genghis, 5.99. Song of the day was These Days. By the Foo Fighters.
Is pretty much everybody with us?
Pretty good crowd.
With us?
Pretty solid crowd today.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thanks for the welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
It's very nice of you guys.
That is very surprising.
It was very awkward walking in. I go, what if they already have someone to take? Because they'll fill your spot pretty fast, just so you know.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
That's just like when you leave a job as a coach, and, oh, man, it's going to be that. There's a new guy bringing his stuff in about 9 seconds.
I like the fact. Life moves on. Yeah, I like the fact you have that attitude. We're all replaceable.
Very
replaceable.
Right now, there could be 3 new people in these chairs within a day.
Hey, Connor, always remember that. The world will keep ticking without Connor. Crewmy. Yeah. Okay.
Crewmy that was somehow in the wrong town when he hit is that karma? Well,
it sounds like karma.
Sounds like karma.
I wasn't supposed to be
here. I wasn't supposed to be in Hickman. I was.
Yeah.
It is time for the mailbag. Here we go. The 3 words to avoid when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked. Our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state can help you out. They have a 99.8% retention rate and manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Learn more today. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Okay, let's do this.
Kip, thank you, Will.
Kip says this big golf tournament coming up this month. I hope it goes great. I'd like to see if Sip knows any of these terms and if you can help update him so he can be fit for the golf course in 2 weeks. Do you know what a hosel rocket is, Sip?
Oh,
heard that before, but I have no idea.
I think it's I think that's just a hook. Like
no,
a
it is not a hook. That'd be the out. It's actually like a shank. It's going shank. Straight right.
Really?
Straight right.
Should have known that.
Should have known that.
Is it a shank or you just push it right?
No, it's a. It's like, hosel, it hits off the inside of the club. Not a toe, but it hits off the hosel.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoots straight right.
Yeah.
Do you know what a snowman is?
Yeah, it's an 8.
See, there we go.
I knew that one with you.
Bill knew that.
Duck hook?
It's just a bad hook.
One going left.
You just hooked it bad, and it had that sort of top spin that down, it's going down, you know.
I agree.
Correct. Do you know what army golf is?
No.
Left, right, left, right. Every shot's left, right, left, right.
Playing army golf.
Yeah.
Do you know what a Texas wedge is? We'll go with that one. Last one. Texas wedge.
Is that the Texas foot wedge? So, okay.
Ground ball off a wedge shot?
No, that's when you hit a putter out of a bunker, essentially. It's a Texas wedge.
I hit a putter. Didn't you do that?
You can. There's some situations it
works. Sometimes the sand is super hard.
Or if the lip is not very high and it's a downhill shot, it's not dumb to do a Texas wedge once in a while.
It's not dumb.
That's from Kip.
A lot of sand, a lot of bunkers, a lot of water.
In
Pender. Get ready for it.
Long course, short course?
What's that? Long.
Long trees?
Trees. Yeah, very grown-up course.
So it's a mature.
Yes.
Mature.
Next up from John. Good morning. I need your help or advice. My partner thinks that after the bed is made that we need to put pillows on the bed. She said it makes it look homie. I think she has been watching Martha Stewart again, so now we have 12 pillows of various sizes and shapes in the bed. How do I go about getting rid of the extra pillows?
I wouldn't. I liked it. I like pillows. I like pillows on couches, a lot of pillows on couches. I like a lot of pillows on beds.
What's his number?
12 pillows.
Okay, I think the number should be 7 to 8. 12's a lot.
12's a lot.
But I like that's, I like
seems
bonus
a little
pillows.
Arbitrary to me.
Yeah, yeah. Seems unbridled.
It is.
It's 12's
a little unbridled. But it's okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's a little much. But I wouldn't push back on it.
No,
I like it.
And I'd say life's too short to worry about it.
That
too
should
much.
Be not. That's not the hill you die on.
No,
life's that's not the one.
I like this. This is from Michaela on the email. She says,
I've known some Michaelas.
She says,
oh boy. You
know, all right, go.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. When moving into a new house or neighborhood, is the proper etiquette for you to go around door to door and introduce yourself, or should I wait and let them come introduce themselves to me? That's Michaela. Great question.
Oh my God.
Great question, Michaela. To me, it's crystal clear.
What?
It is on the neighbors to come to you.
Yep.
Oh.
Guess who showed up first? The LaRues. Had a bottle of wine. Oh, yeah. The LaRues showed up. Within
somebody
a,
shows up in my place with a bottle of wine, it's trouble.
Yeah. It was the LaRues. And also, they brought their kids with them.
Which is really?
So, they introduced them.
Really?
Yes. And so that was really
in my
nice.
Neighborhood, they'd be somebody else's kids.
I don't know what that means.
Are those your kids? No. What? I don't know the answer to that. That's a hard one.
I think
one.
You wait for them. You don't want to be the guy that, you know, gets
okay,
off to
Bill,
an ears,
now hold on,
a weird
hold on.
Start.
Don't you, my answer to the question is this, organic. Just let it happen. Yeah. Someday they'll be out in their driveway, you'll be getting your mail, and there it is.
Yeah.
Someday you'll be mowing your yard, they'll be mowing their yard, you'll come close to them, you'll shut off the mower and say hi. I mean, someday you'll be backing out of your...
Give us nine more. Give us nine more of those.
Backing out of your driveway. You almost hit them, and you'll say you're sorry and say, by the way, I'm Steve. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they come to you for sure. Yeah. And then also.
No! Organic.
I'm not going organic.
I'm going organic.
The next thing is, too, that's only the close neighbors. I don't need someone stopping over from six blocks over. Hey, welcome to the neighborhood. No. Like, where do you live at? Four blocks down, two blocks over.
Just
I'm in the cul-de-sac.
Hi.
No.
Well, you're saying one or two houses.
That's about it. Yeah. It's like across the street, whatever. It's about four houses. I don't need people coming in from
six houses down. I'll never know. Yes, fine.
I'll never talk to
have
you.
Have a great
anyway.
Life. I'll never see
I'll
you.
Never
have
see
a
you.
Great life.
I'll wave to you once
appreciate
in a while.
That,
I'll never know your name.
We're not going to cross paths ever.
Anthony says, good morning, guys. My son and I are going on a quick trip to Colorado next week to hike four 14ers.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot. He'll be a senior in high school this coming fall, and we wanted to end his high school years with an epic trip that should be a lot of fun with great memories. Did you guys go on any epic trips for your senior year in high school or towards the end of your high school
year?
Oh,
yeah. I did.
Is that the Willies?
Yeah, Jake. Good job.
You went to Austin.
Ron Blank. His name was Ron Blank. He drove his pickup, his Ford pickup, and we went to a Willie's picnic when we were 16. Yeah, in Austin. It was outside of Austin. That was a huge trip for us. I couldn't believe my dad said yes. I was stunned to this day. Like my, I was like, my dad's not gonna say yeah, but let's give it a shot. He said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my dad and Arlen Lowe, Richard Shipwright, took myself and Mike Shipwright. We just graduated from high school and took us to Canada fishing, and then
that's good.
Yeah,
Canada,
that's
fun.
Canada fishing, and then
you went north.
Yeah, and went north, and then the last night there, we went over to, there was like a little outing place there, a place for like a little bar restaurant across the bay.
Yeah.
Went over there, and then there really wasn't a drinking age there, so I partook.
Yeah, you were probably 16.
But didn't graduate at 16. Didn't do that. I was 18. And I believe the drinking age then at Canada was 18.
Yeah, you were all right.
And so,
you were actually legal.
So we're over there partaking, and I had too much.
Yeah.
And the next day.
That happens.
The next day, we had about a 14-hour drive, and that's not a good situation.
No, it's not.
And then we had.
It's not terrible.
And then my idea came up at this one place. I go, maybe if I get a milkshake, that'll help calm my stomach.
Oh, not a good idea.
And then we went to where, so also all the beers that
calm
we had,
my stomach.
You had to return the empties, like cases of glass bottles. And there's like an exchange. So there's probably 50 cars there and 50 boats of people coming in and out. It's just mayhem. It's just craziness like that. And then things didn't go so well for me, stomach-wise.
No, and then, I don't think you want dairy in that situation.
Dairy, and then that's
he didn't know.
That's when my uncle Shipwright looked to me and goes, you lost your tan.
That's good.
He goes, you lost your tan.
That's a good line.
Yeah, it was. He goes, I didn't feel really well. That's a tough ride. Those first 8 hours were pretty miserable.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to drive, though, and that's the good thing.
I went to Niagara Falls. We drove to Niagara Falls.
Who's we?
My family.
Really?
Whole family.
Did Aaron go?
She was there.
Yeah.
That's a long drive to Niagara Falls.
Minimum 4 days.
It was like an 8-day trip there and back.
We
stopped at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. We went to Cleveland, Columbus, and
that's pretty cool.
Cincinnati. Yeah. It was fun.
I thought the question was more like, did you go alone?
No, I did not.
I thought it was without your parents.
No, Anthony went with his parents.
I went with my parents. You're the only one on the bender.
Yeah, it was a bender, too. I was 16, but I looked like I was 25.
Uh-huh.
I did. I look like I do now, basically. The
your high school picture.
He hasn't aged a day.
He hasn't aged a bit.
I had hair on my chest when I was 16. Yeah. I was walking around this big field with like a beer this big. It was huge. It was gigantic. I was 16. It was a different time, you know.
Better times.
Last question from Brent.
Different times.
Brent,
yeah,
your former times. Colleague. Long time.
Wait a second.
Yeah, this is Brent.
This is Brent Wagner.
Wagner. Says, Jake, I am fascinated by your years as a book salesperson in Vermont. What was your best day in the job and the worst day in the job? The worst day was not the day I hit the deer. That was not fun. The worst day is when I went on a road that was unmaintained. It was the fastest way back to the road, and it was like a trucker road. And it just it destroyed the cobalt. The cobalt got absolutely destroyed on the trucker road.
What happened?
I'm talking, you take the biggest rut you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I can't go backwards. I got to go forward. I have no option but to keep going in this road.
It didn't totally destroy it because you drove it back.
I did drive it back. They were able to fix it up enough that I was able to drive back, but it was never the same ever again.
Yeah,
that
was it like a logging
horrible.
Road?
It was a logging road.
Okay.
But it said on
the
GPS.
He took the cobalt
through
a logging road.
Boom, boom. Like, oh, my God. I'm going to die in this car right now.
Jake's selling books door-to-door, driving a cobalt through a logging road.
But here's the worst part. I got to the top of the road, and guess what? I went down, and it was just a pond. Like, the road wasn't even real.
Oh, boy.
I got to the very top of the hill. Okay, I'm finally free.
Can you imagine?
And there's no way across it, because it is flooded, or it just was not even actually a road that should ever be driven
then
on.
Then what?
I had to go back down the road. I almost died the first time. Yeah. I got to go back down that road
now?
You
had to negotiate it again.
Yeah, that was a really low moment
of
life.
Is that where the quote came? You want to go down that road again?
I think it came from Jake.
It came from Jake. Can you imagine all of a sudden being a logger and all of a sudden there's an albino in a red cobalt car. He's selling books.
Can you imagine those dudes? what the hell is this?
Hey, who are you?
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey, Brent Wagner.
Yeah, best day in the job. It's probably a good sales day. I don't know. Yeah. I had some good days. I made some sales. And
I bet you did.
I bet he did.
Got some fast food after that. It was a good day.
Got
some McDonald's to celebrate that.
Celebrate that with a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we
did you have like a host couple?
We did. Yeah, with? We with the host family. Yep,
nice family.
It was me and two other guys that were selling books up there.
Wow, I mean, that's
where are they from? Where are the two
one
other guys
was from,
Valentine.
Now he's like the head of a big bank in Aurora. Would you love to visit that bank?
Oh, my vacation. Hold it, like you don't keep in touch with him?
I do talk. I don't know. It's the biggest bank in Aurora. I think downtown. He's like the president of the bank. He's doing well. Uh-huh. The other guy I haven't talked to in years.
It's okay,
but
Brent Wagner.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah, that was quite the job.
Yeah, that's a great Jake's story. Oh. Like I said, I've had Duke talks about it a lot. I've had like 40 jobs. I mean, some crazy, weird jobs. Yeah. He always talks about all the stuff I've done. That nothing tops Jake's book selling story.
Door-to-door
book sales. That he won a trip to the Bahamas.
I went to Jamaica. Yeah, I sold
Jake
enough. I got to Jamaica. Yeah,
Jake
I went to Jamaica with like 150 college kids, too. It's epic.
I mean, he
over
sold books door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, a lot of people struck by your coyote story yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a coyote in the neighborhood.
And what did you do?
Well, did you yell at him?
No, this is
I'll replay
this is
yesterday's
Jake.
Show.
This is Jake.
We were driving by. I was driving the neighborhood. It was Saturday morning with Elizabeth in Scotland, and I saw there's a mangy coyote, which there's never coyotes in our neighborhood.
Mange is never good.
But I see a woman out there with her small dog, and we're turning the corner. I roll the window and go, coyote! And it just drove by. I just
a lot
kept
of people
driving.
Commented I just kept on that driving. To me yesterday. Yes. In fact, if coyote. Trevor sent me a text that just said coyote.
I just kept driving.
That's right up there with malpractice.
Yeah, it was. Malpractice and coyote.
You didn't say there's a coyote over there.
You just yelled what?
Coyote! Not I went. I hope things
are okay. You guys also pulled a stunt that I'm not happy
with.
What
happened, Bill?
Well, I found out yesterday from talking to my dad. He goes, hey, you know the guys had a Marty party?
It was impromptu.
It wasn't really a party. We had to talk about Sorsby.
It was legal.
He actually supposed to be
he
real
covered
talk.
The legal part of it. You know what? The Twitter stuff that he sent out blew up. Yeah. Marty was all over Twitter. Like, it was kind
of
freaking
we didn't really
out.
Have a lot of fun. It was real serious stuff with Marty. Yeah. So you didn't miss the party. It's just missed the party interview.
My first thing that upset me was that I thought he was in studio.
No.
No.
And that would have freaked me out if I missed Marty.
He's in Florida.
Is he coming back this summer?
He's in Florida. I don't know that. I don't think so.
To get him on here would be great. Yeah.
He's always welcome in the studio.
Marty.
That is the mailbag. Hour 2 is next, or early
coyote.
Break the ticket.